The enrollment period for obtaining health insurance through the Affordable Care Act on the Illinois exchanges begins November 1st. This time around, the Trump administration has cut the enrollment period in half to 6 weeks. The administration has also cut out consumer assistance. Still, Central Illinois is in better shape than some states. It still has three major insurers, Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, and Humana, that are willing to provide coverage. Many people will be turning to private insurance agents like Pamela Deaton for help. Deaton works for Health Markets in Bloomington. In this conversation with GLT's Judy Valente, Deaton clarifies some of the confusion about what might happen with insurance choice and premium costs. She says the sign-up process this time might prove daunting.
The process is still the same, and the process is going to stay the same. However, because of what's going on over in Congress right now, people are afraid and confused and red flags are going up.
Okay, someone wants to buy health insurance who maybe didn't have it last year or even did have it last year and wants to see what else is out there. What's step one for that person?
Well, step one is, unfortunately, we have to wait till the open enrollment period, which is November 1st, the day that they'll release the rates for next year and the plans available. And we have until December 15th to get that done.
So if somebody calls you today and says, Pamela, I need help. I want to buy insurance. I don't know what to do. What can you do for them?
Well, today I can still help them. If they have a special enrollment period, if they just lost coverage, if they moved, if they had a child, et cetera, they can actually go on the exchange today and buy. If it's in an open enrollment situation, they do have to wait, unfortunately, till November 1st.
A lot has been made of the fact that the Trump administration has cut funding for advertising what's out there. For example, the McLean County Health Department used to have a person to help people. There's no longer funding for that. The call-in, the phone line that you can call in for the federal government is not going to be up and running most of Sundays when people might be looking for something. How do you think that's going to affect people?
It's going to be hard. They've cut down the time that we can get on the exchange and register for next year. Last year, we had at least until the end of January.
You had about 12 weeks.
Yeah. So
and you have
about,
six now.
Correct.
Six weeks.
And the website still breaks down quite a bit. The best thing that I would say is to find an agent like myself, who, again, we can't charge, so we're free of service, and to sit down with us either face-to-face or call somebody local instead of calling an 800 number and relying on that type of service, unfortunately.
Well, it seems that what the Trump administration is doing now is gearing people toward private insurance agents with their questions as opposed to going to some publicly funded agency like the health department, the McLean County Health Department. Some people might be reluctant to go to a private insurance agent because they feel that you'll sell me some product because you get a commission. It might not be the best product for me. What would you say to that?
I can only speak for myself. And when you become a licensed insurance producer, you have to sign contracts with moral and ethical behavior. You actually have to take an ethics course. So we really are not allowed to do that. You have to gear the enrollee towards a plan that is best for them and not that's best for you. The difference between myself and maybe a public-funded employee, I would say, is I'm licensed and trained in the products that are available, so I can actually talk in more depth than they can legally. They can only regurgitate what's on the screen in black and white. So I can get into the nuts and bolts of a plan. There's limitations that they have. That's my only job and duty, is to know the plans inside and out, know the networks, figure out, you know, if you have cancer treatment, in the middle of cancer treatment, we want to make sure that where you're going for your treatments is going to continue. We don't want to have to change your networks and things like that. That's really important.
There seems to be a sense of chaos out there or uncertainty about what's going to happen. What can you tell people is the actual situation?
One of the things that people are concerned about is the CSR, the cost sharing reduction. So there's a rule change, basically. The Trump administration cut funding for CSR, which is the cost share reduction. But he only cut the funding for the insurance companies themselves, not the consumer. So the consumer it's business as usual. So the consumer will still get a tax credit if they deserve it for their premiums, and they will still get subsidy for their deductibles and out-of-pockets as usual if they get that. That money has not changed. What has changed is that the Trump administration is no longer going to fund the insurance companies like they were before. However, that was part of healthcare reform when it went into place. All the insurance companies had a certain period of time where they were going to collect subsidies for the insurance, not for the consumer, but for their actual, let's just say Blue Cross Blue Shield gets $1 million a year from the federal government subsidy for themselves. It was the transition period. He cut that funding. But Blue Cross Blue Shield still has to follow the laws of healthcare reform. So there will still be tax credits for the consumer and subsidies for the deductibles.
Okay, but if the insurance companies are not getting money that they used to get from the federal government, they're going to try to get that money from somewhere else. And where is that money going to come from?
Right. But the insurance companies did anticipate this loss at one point. So they started the premiums with that intention. So they had, you know, forecasted the future for premiums, knowingly losing that subsidy eventually from the federal government.
Speaking of premiums, people are also concerned. People have this sense that they keep hearing their premiums are going to go up, especially if you were in one of the exchanges earlier, if you got your health care through the Affordable Care Act earlier. What do you predict will be the situation?
Over the last 4 years, we've seen the rate increases each year. However, again, if you get a tax credit, you don't necessarily see that because, again, let's say it's a family of two and they make $60,000 a year, you know, husband and wife, mid-50s, and they're getting a tax credit. If they anticipate making that same $60,000 next year, they'll get the same tax credit. It'll adjust to the premiums because they're still the percentage of what they are allowed to pay based on their family size and income will be about the same. So they might not see the rate increase. Now, the rate might go up, but the tax credit goes up. It aligns itself with them. The people that will see the biggest rate increases are those that don't qualify for tax credits.
And what do you expect that increase to be?
Well, I don't know because it's been all over the board. I mean, it's been 40 to 50 to 80. I mean, it's a lot. They're saying 20%. They're not showing us any rates right now. We won't see any rates till November 1st.
Okay, so we don't really know what the rates will be in Illinois.
No.
If someone needs to get health insurance and they've been under the Affordable Care Act previously, what do you recommend they do now?
If they are on a plan now and they are a part of an exchange, they do have to re-enroll every year. So again, November 1st through December 15th, they'll have to look at plans again and re-enroll. If they're getting a tax credit, their tax credit and premium should be about the same. That won't affect them. If you're new to Illinois and you need to find a new plan, you should still have a, you know, an application in the system. You have to update your address. And again, you pick another plan based on, you know, what doctors you want, premiums, things like that.
If the phone that you can call to get help from the federal government is going to be offline on Sundays for the most part, and there's so many other places where you used to be able to go for help, like the health department, for example, is not going to have anybody there. People should go down the list of insurance providers. How would they know who's a reputable insurance agent to go to for help?
There's websites out there, Get Covered Illinois. I will be open on Sundays. My phone number, you can call at any time or text. Health Markets is a really good agency to look for. And we have agents all over Illinois that can help you over the phone or face-to-face. Or, you know, there are a lot of consumers out there that just go on the website themselves and shop themselves, especially if this is their fourth or fifth year doing, you know, they know what they're doing. They have an application out there. They go through the plans that they have to pick from. Usually they can kind of pick what they had years previous. They're very similar in plan type. They have to pick a new one, though, but they'll be very similar in plan type. And if they liked what they had, they can just re-enroll.
What about cutting the enrollment period in half from 12 weeks last year to 6 weeks this year? How do you think that will affect things?
I think that is going to be a little tough because the website's not been able to handle the traffic in the past. I would suggest maybe waiting a week or two, maybe kind of going on there, looking at rates, but not trying to enroll the first or second week because the website might not work for you. Or wait until midnight when there's less traffic and trying to enter in your application at that point.
Pamela Deaton is a licensed insurance broker in downtown Bloomington. She spoke with GLT's Judy Valente